Blackstone Audio presents Bone Machines by John Dodds. This book is read by Robin Sachs. Part 1. The Bone Flute. Chapter 1. From the Artist's Journals. It was tasteless of the boy to die before I could kill him. His heart, I expect. Amyl nitrate, ecstasy, God knows what else, must have put too much strain on it once he'd realized what was coming. All the more tasteless because of the trouble I'd gone to bathing him, binding him with soft rope, gagging him, and easing him into the cage. Everything had been perfect up until that point. Well, no, strictly speaking, that's untrue. There was the business with the toenail. I'll come back to that presently. First, I need to tell you about the cage. The cage is a 4-foot cube of corrosion-resistant titanium alloy with a drop-down gate like the side of a baby's cot. It sits on a sandstone plinth I made specially. To begin with, I bind the occupants until they resemble giant fetuses. Then I push them inside the cage and draw up the gate. There's no need for a padlock because of the efficiency of my knots. Father was in the Navy and taught me tricks with rope and string when I was 5 or 6. Knots have fascinated me ever since. The 1-inch square mesh on the floor of the cage allows the occupants to balance their weight evenly on the soles of their feet so they don't topple. I remember as a child Father telling me that's the way we all leave this world, feet first. He told me this as...